Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
If you have a Bible, turn to Matthew 28:16-20. We'll be in this verse. We're in this sermon series, Who is this Jesus? And Pastor Nathan kicked it off talking about Jesus. Is he a political ruler or is he a prophet? And understanding that Jesus always far exceeds our expectations. He always exceeds our expectations. See, they thought Jesus had came to Jerusalem, came to the earth to restore, to get back in power, just like their former king of old, David. No. Jesus came not just to be the Lord of Lords there, but he's going to be the Lord of the universe, and we're going to talk about here in a minute. Is he the King of Jews or is he the Son of God? We learned about this on Good Friday. So many times we think of Good Friday being bad because Jesus died on this cross, a gruesome death. But we didn't understand what looked like a setback, what really was a setup, that God was getting ready to do some things in the heavenlies, dismantling the schemes and scams of hell. And even the soldier looking upon Jesus on that cross said, surely this man had to be the Son of God. And on Easter we preached, is he a dead man or is he a risen Lord? And we as Christians believe that our Jesus, he rose from the dead on the third day, just like he said he would. Because of his sinless life, death, hell, and the grave couldn't keep him there, and he got up. But he got up with something in his heart and in his mind and in his soul. We're going to read this right here. Today we're talking about go therefore. Go therefore. In Matthew 28:16, it says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, as I surely am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus speaking to the disciples. The women come into the tomb that morning to see if Jesus was still there. Angel speaks to them. He's not here. They run out. They meet Jesus on the road. Jesus speaks to them, says, tell the men to meet me in Galilee. And these men heard about their resurrected Lord and Savior being raised from the dead. Why Galilee? Because Galilee was where it all started. It's where it all began. See, they left Jesus and went back to what they wanted to do and wanted to become old again, going back to their old ways, their old nature, because they thought Jesus wasn't going to do what he said he was going to do. But Jesus going to Galilee was making a statement. I'm bringing you back to your first love. I'm going to remind you who you are and what you need to be. I haven't forgot what I said I was going to do. I'm a God that I cannot lie. And when they went to Galilee, and did what Jesus explained to them to do, this is a sign of obedience. And sometimes people, when God speaks to us to go somewhere and to do something, we need to be obedient because God may meet us there and have something to give us or have something for us to do. Amen. When they saw him, they said they worshiped him, but some doubted. That word doubt means two things. Yes, there's a bit of unbelief. But in this word here, this word doubt, underneath this word is the word hesitation. They were hesitant. And this word shows up again in the Bible where Peter walking on the water and Jesus spoke to him and said, why did you doubt when he began to sink in the wind and the waves? And that word doubt means, why did you hesitate? And what is the hesitation to worship? What is the hesitation to engage? It should be full of joy. The hesitation was this, man, they just left their leader in his darkest hour. See, they remember when Jesus was on trial and the lashes to his back and his nail-pierced hands and the crown of thorns and the nail-pierced feet and all the agony and all the screams, and when they were supposed to be with Jesus, they spread out and left him. And here he is standing in front of them. And could you imagine what it must have felt like to say, Jesus, I'm going to be with you to the end. I'm going to ride or die with you. I'm going to be there through thick and thin, knowing that you left them. It said that they hesitated to worship because they didn't know how this thing was going to go. But once again, what I love about our Jesus is our Jesus is a God of second and third chances. And regardless of what you and I have done, regardless of what you and I have said, he's always there to take his hand and say, come back. I'm right here for you. I don't care what you said. I don't care what you've done. You may have walked away. You may have done some foolish things, but I forgive you. And here he is coming to these disciples and to restore the fellowship. See, this meal that they had was a meal of communion, bringing them back together. And Jesus beginning to unpack, all authority has been given to me. What does this mean? That now that I have risen from the dead, yes, I walked around and I forgave sins. Yes, I walked around and I spoke the world and my word does not return void. Yes, I had all authority when I was here. But now what we're talking about is this sphere of influence. See, all authority now has been given to me on heaven and in earth. Now, I'm not just the Lord of your life, but I'm getting ready to be the Lord of the universe. And what I'm getting ready to do is now I'm commissioning you. This commission, this word means command. Jesus is commanding them from heaven above, from the Father's backing. We just sang about it. Somebody having greater authority through Jesus, his messianic ruling. Now he's coming to say, now I'm coming and I'm telling you, as you've walked with me, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And I need you to teach them just as I've taught you. And it's not just for you, but it's for all. It's for all. That word go. Go is command, is commissioning, the act of sending. We need to understand that Jesus was making a point to these disciples that he wasn't saying, I want you just to go to Jerusalem and hang out with people that look like you and talk like you. No, I'm calling you to get out of the four walls of the church, the building. I want you to go and engage people. See, here at Every Nation, New York City, we are taught to engage. See, I'm not waiting for people to come to me. I'm going to the people. I'm ready to go to Wall Street. Let's go to the financial district. Let's go over here into the fashion world. Let's go over here into education, into politics. Let's go meet people where they're at, just like Jesus did. We got to go. The Bible says this in Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. He says, how then can they call on one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. You know, you have beautiful feet. Regardless of what's going on down in those shoes. Maybe you didn't get that petty that you wanted, all that good stuff. But in the eyes of Jesus, we have feet that are called to go and to minister and tell people about this Jesus whom we serve. He says, my second point is to make disciples. And see, making a disciple is important. It's intentional. You have to make a disciple. You can't just assume I'm born a disciple. What does disciple mean? This word, this terminology has been tore up. When you hear the word, you get scared. Disciple, I don't know about that. But I'm here to say is disciple means learner. You know, I was watching TV one time and I was watching one of those Academy Awards, I believe, and they're handing out these Oscars. And all of a sudden, director gets up, Martin Scorsese, and he says this. He says, I remember coming to Hollywood. And I remember being a young director and I didn't know much. But I bumped into this other director by the name of George Lucas. And George Lucas took me under his wing. And he began to teach me. And as he taught me everything I needed to know about the craft and what it means to be a director here in Hollywood, I too went and I found another director by the name of Steven Spielberg. And I poured into him and I began to teach him what George Lucas taught me. And then George Lucas went and he began to Spielberg taught someone else. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this on TV. I got so mad, I just took a shoe and threw it at the TV. I said, the world's got it better than the church. The world's got it better. That's what we should be doing. We should be taking what we've learned and taking it and entrusting it with people. Like the Bible says, to entrust 2 Timothy 2:22. And what you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men and women who will be able to teach others also. Take it. and teach them about Jesus, who he is, his sinless life, that he is the Savior, that he is the Christ. And then we have to take that and also teach people to pray, to read their Bibles, to understand the importance of community in the church, because no disciple can walk alone. A disciple needs to be anchored in the body of Christ, needs to be walking with believers so they can be edified and built up, so that they can live and learn. And when stuff hits your life, and it will, you'll have a community to walk with you through it. He said to go into all nations. They didn't know what they were getting ready to be commissioned into. And when we come to Jesus and Jesus comes to us and he begins to say, will you give me your life? Are you willing to lay down everything to follow me? And sometimes we're quick to say, yes, Lord, but we don't know what we're saying yes, Lord, to. Because sometimes Jesus will have you go places that you don't want to go. And he'll have you engage people you may not want to engage. But Jesus was driving a point home. It's not just here in Jerusalem. It's not just here in Judea. It's not just here in Samaria. But it's going to be to the utter ends of the earth. You're going to get out and you're going to engage people from different cultures, different backgrounds, people that don't talk like you, look like you, walk like you, dress like you. You have to be able to get around these people and minister the love of Jesus. All nations. Now you come through this church and you're probably like, oh, pastor, man, you come to my church. Come to my church. Man, we got a black pastor. We got a white pastor. We got an Asian pastor. Man, we got a guy up here from speaking in Tagalog. Woo, we got it going on in our church. But let me tell you, it costs. It costs to be able to walk with people that don't look like you. It costs, because sometimes you're going to have to lay down your stuff and learn about other people's stuff in order to be able to do this thing together. He said to go into all nations. The Bible says this in Matthew 21:13, it is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making a den of robbers. My house will be a house of prayer for all nations, all nations. And see, when all nations are represented, it blesses the Lord's heart, because Jesus died for all. He didn't die for one group of people. No, he died for the world. And so when you come through this door, we're being commissioned to go, therefore, and make disciples. And discipleship is intentional. Oh, sometimes you're going to have to uproot the old and lay down the new. It says to go and be baptized. Why baptism? Why is baptism so important? It's because it's making a public declaration that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. And I'm here to follow him all the days of my life. See, in other cultures, it's okay to call Jesus a prophet. It's okay to call Jesus a good man. In other religions, it's okay to say Jesus is this. He's my homeboy. He's my this. He's my that. But as soon as you make Jesus Lord and you get baptized, in some ethnicities, in some cultures, that's a death sentence. Because now you're identifying that I'm his and I'm with him and he's with me, and I'm here to follow him for the days of my life. I identify with him. Baptism is significant. Not just getting in that water in a few minutes, but it's significant because you're making a public declaration that I'm following Jesus. And my last point is this, is he said that, lo, I will be with you always. Being a disciple is exciting because I know who's got my back. I know Pastor Nathan's got my back. I know Kaz has got my back. But those guys can't be with me everywhere I go. But Jesus can. And so when I step foot in an office in Wall Street, Jesus is with me. When I go down into the fashion district, Jesus is with me. When I go into a school, an education, Jesus is with me. When we go into a political office, Jesus is with me. And when somebody in an office says, I need prayer, and I pray, see, we pray and God answers. Amen. And when you pray for somebody in any situation, in any place, God is with you. He'll answer. He'll show up. So many testimonies in here of God answering prayer, not in the church, but man, in homes and in communities, on jobs and workplaces, because he's with you. Jesus is with us. as a disciple, we got to open our mouth wide and we got to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we can't be ashamed. The world is looking for genuine and authentic people. And if we're calling ourselves Christians to be Christ-like, then we need to act like it. Show the love, be generous, sacrificial, humble, excellent in all we do. Be that man or woman of integrity and character that people are drawn to. I didn't know people could be like that, but in God, Christ dwelling in you, yes, you can. Be that disciple, be that learner. Study, understand who Jesus is and what Jesus has called you to be and do. And I promise you this, if we in this church, we're not here to make members. Yes, you want to be a member of the church, but we're here to make disciples. We're here to make disciples. And we not only want to be one, but we want you to go make one as well. Make a disciple. Find somebody. Say, you know what? Follow me as I follow Christ. Just like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Find 5, 10 people and say, I'm going to take what I've learned and I'm going to pour into them. I'm going to give it back to them. Everything that I did to help to know God, to grow together, discover my purpose. And now I'm going to go make a difference. Do that with God. Can I pray for us real quick? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you this morning that all authority in heaven has been given to you. And we walk under that today. God, we're not ashamed to be followers of Christ. We're not ashamed to be a disciple of you. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you today that, Lord, maybe people have just kind of gone through the motions and tried to get close to you. But, Lord, I pray today they'd be all in. They would be all in with you. Just like these disciples were restored, I pray that you restore people today back to you and back to that church community like never before. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, that you're here in this room by your Holy Spirit and power. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of people that came in this room. God, whether they came to see people get water baptized, or they came because you drew him here, they're here. And maybe this morning you say, Pastor, I need to know more about this Jesus whom you're talking about. Yeah, I'm here in this church. Yeah, I was brought today, but I'm ready to give my life over to Jesus. He's been putting his finger on some things.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.